Everybody jump, 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 jump. I said a hip hop, the hip it of a hip hip hop, you don't stop. Rap, rap.
I will definitely call you back later then.
Come on, wrap it up.
Big sharp it up.
Okay, you know what? Wrap up the Sharkle thing. Come on.
Mr. Parker, wrap it up, please.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. It's a chance for me to talk about the events of the week or whatever happens to come up when I get friends in the room with me. And in this case, I have a friend and an almost friend. You guys figure out which one
is
which.
Oh, wow.
My. This shot, is what the shot. Show's about now.
Craig Heinzman, he is the community outreach pastor or something like that at Marcus Point Baptist Church. What's the actual? Say it again.
Community engagement pastor, but whatever.
I don't know why
matter.
I can never remember
just
that
do
term.
Whatever.
It's like CEO and president and all these, you know,
right.
They don't mean anything different than each other. It's executive
chief,
director.
The chief
it's
outreach
all the same
officer.
Thing.
Officer,
all the
I don't know.
Thing. Whatever. Yeah. And so, and also Josh Newby, who is
the friend.
The exec.
The aforementioned
you
friend.
You assumed. Yeah. The executive director.
As a pastor, we're pretty much always kind of a friend, and we understand that.
Aww. Well, you're a friend for hire, you know.
That's exactly right.
As long as the tithes keep coming in.
we're a friend when you need us and when you want to take a vacation. You don't want to talk to us. I get it.
I didn't mean to say that out loud. I love my pastor friends. UWF banner week. Well, it's not brand new news this week, but I think I might have been the first one to report on it, which is weird. But hitting a 92 in their BOG metrics, Board of Governors metrics, first time ever, highest mark they've ever gotten, number two in the entire state university system. Outstanding accomplishment.
Absolutely.
From 10 years ago being in the bottom three.
Yeah.
We all are those people who are here. We know UWF. And if you went to it, you love it. Because you realize it's a quality education.
Did you graduate UWF?
I did.
Okay. So both of you. All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we understand it. I think people that just live in the community that don't actually have any interaction with UWF, they're like, oh, yeah, it's that local school over here. No, it's an incredible education. It's an incredible school. If your kid goes there and lives here, it's not a, oh, well, you know, you had nowhere else to go. No, I had a.
Right.
Well,
then that was the reputation 20 years ago.
When I came here 13 years ago, that's what I thought of it.
It was a community college.
Yeah, it was a really glorified community college. It was a safety school. It was you can go there and get an okay education if you can't get into UF or
FSU. You 100% expected Joel McHale to be on campus.
That's funny. But now the average expected, you know. Are you actually engaged in a good job a year later? What is your pay a year later? Only UF and Florida Poly are higher on both of those. I mean, like, it's
right,
an incredibly
successful.
And I have a student who graduated from there, mm-hmm. another student who's there right now, and it's a fantastic school. And this did not happen by accident.
No, absolutely. No. I mean, it's years and years of work. I mean, probably over a decade of work.
Yes.
You know, you move a metric here and another metric goes down over here. I used to work there and it's an incredibly, it's a small city, right? And you're managing evolving student attitudes. You're managing an evolving curriculum. And it's incredibly complex. I give Martha Saunders a lot of credit for the growth that she did while she was there. I'm a two-time alumnus myself.
And Judy Bentz, I think.
I think Judy Bentz. It started with Judy Bentz. Yeah. I might be honest. Now, Benny Diaz is doing a great job. There's no doubt.
And the metrics are all like a year old anyway. Like the data's a year old. So none of this has any reflection on the current board or Manny Diaz, except for what was before, which they may do great. They may not. We don't know yet. But Martha Saunders and
Judy Bentz is the one who really kind of kicked that off and started taking the risks. And if you ever hear her talk about it, anytime you can hear Judy Bentz talk about anything, I recommend it.
She's great.
She's great. But yeah, she took a lot of risks when she stepped into that president's position. And really those risks have now paid off down the line.
And you know, the way I just kind of this connected for me this morning is when we've been talking for years about the possibility of UWF becoming a D1 school. Mm-hmm. I always looked at that as I guess we can sort of get in there. We're barely good enough to, you know, we're kind of almost at that point. But if you look at how we're performing on the academic side and you look at how dominant we've been in sports, it's kind of like we've been a D1 school, just not officially. And now a lot of the data and the metrics are really kind of supporting it. It's smaller than you think of as a 50 or 60, because it's only, 14,000, 15,000 people right now. But still, if you add in grad students. But it is a D1 school. And now with us being the athletics of it, it kind of is the recognition for that. At least I think so.
I can't speak to college sports very much. I will.
Me neither.
I will be honest.
I was in dance choir.
I will be honest. D1 advanced choir.
It wasn't. We were still in the Gulf South regionals. League at the time.
And
so yeah.
Josh is envious of your fine athletic prowess because you have any.
That's true. I will say that it still does not feel what I expected a D1 school to feel like to me.
When you go on campus?
Yeah.
Well, it's because it's still a commuter campus.
It is, sure.
And I think Division I schools are not typically commuter schools.
I mean, typically D1 schools are party schools.
Right.
And they have a culture that is quite different than
they
UWF.
Have on-campus activities right. and bars and malls and stores and restaurants.
I think as we understand UWF, it's changing. Mm-hmm. The campus itself, which – for those of us who enjoyed the nature trails and kind of like that part of UWF, we're going to have to go, all right, a lot of that's going away.
Do you think so?
I don't think it will.
I think they're going to keep a good portion of it, but as the school grows, you there's a footprint in which they're going to have to stay in, and there's some of that stuff is already being taken.
I sure hope that's not true, because that is an amazing amenity.
Some of those nature reserves are preempted by state law.
Right. Correct. Yeah. You can't touch that anyway.
But the wooded campus – With large buildings, Pizza Hut dorms, that stuff's gone away. You're now building tall buildings,
right.
compacted campuses. We're going to start seeing fraternity houses, and we're going to start seeing that in these surrounding areas. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It can be if mismanaged and not done properly, but that is part of going D1. I'm glad that our athletic programs are going to have some challenges, because it does seem like you could
a
go
too
to,
easy.
You could yeah. go to you know UWF football games. And you're like, well, this was,
yeah,
not really that fun to watch as a game because we just completely slapped them, and you'd want that. And so
are we going to be completely slapped now? Though
the first D1 sporting event, as I understand it, is December 13th, and it is a basketball game against Navy. So okay. UWF versus Navy, and they're trying to make it like an actual
like a big
year-round annual rivalry okay. thing, because we are,
Yeah,
because
so we're like Navy town.
We're talking about, Navy Days is talking about coming in with that and making like a Cradle Cup or whatever. I don't know.
Kind of like that. All
but, right. That's going to be, I don't know how we would fare on that game. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah,
that's a big.
That is.
You
but
talk
we have
about
a very
Navy
good basketball
versus
team, but
some of these
yeah,
other
sure.
schools. That's a big game.
You talked about fraternities. I mean, there's a very thriving Greek system, and it's weird to have a Greek system without the houses, right? I mean, like, that's an unusual scenario, especially for those of us who went to, larger institutions. That's not how it is. We'll come back to this in a second, because I want to switch gears a little bit, but still stick up with UWF. Candy has traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For more info and a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. That's KNOX. Knox knocks them out. Not showing any slowdowns or delays. Looks like everything's running smoothly. 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown, you can text in. It's Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to UWF, a slightly different slice of the issue, the logo change. Now, I had to earlier do a correction apology, because I had thought they were getting rid of all of the argy, the helmet, the sword, all of that stuff, and that is not true. I was corrected on that, thank goodness, by the UWF comms people. But the Nautilus is going away. It has gone away. It has been replaced by the UWF lettering with the Seattle Seahawks colors, the forest green and the dark blue, navy blue. It's going to stay on the revised presidential seal, I'm told, but that's also going to go through a change. People have strong opinions, and I want to hear yours, because I know you do, if you're willing to share them. We love UWF.
Have
that's
a lot
part
of
why we care.
To yeah. work at UWF.
Two degrees here and two relatives and all
my
that.
Wife,
three
my
degrees,
wife,
Andrew.
Yeah, and we're legacy, so we've got my daughter that just graduated,
yeah.
and, so, no.
I love the colors. I have always loved the green and blue.
The dark green and dark blue.
I'm a big fan of the colors. They look great on me as a person with a pale complexion.
So
for that reason, I really champion the green and
the
blue.
Versus the blue.
I like the teal versus the blue. Yeah.
Okay, well, not everyone can be tan, Craig.
I'm not tan.
Well, you're tanner than me.
I'm a white man. very white.
I don't like text-based logos. I will say that. And I especially don't like when those text-based logos have an athletic inflection to them. Now, I did not like the Nautilus. I worked there for a very long time after college, and the Nautilus was a big inside joke. Nobody liked the Nautilus. Everybody called it something different.
What did you say, Craig?
Fighting snails.
The UWF fighting snails?
Yes, that's how we always said it when I was there.
It was very hard to emboss on clothing. It just did not work.
Yeah, because all those pieces.
It just did not work well on a piece of clothing. But
if you're running around in, you know, some other state with a giant Nautilus on your hat,
right?
Nobody's gonna. What?
Yeah, correct.
It doesn't embody fear and intimidation.
Fighting snails. sorry, I can't
when you
get
roll
over
up.
That.
But so, I do wish that.
But some people are very attached to the Nautilus. I was not, but
well,
I have found out.
Those people are wrong.
Well, some people are. All right, fair enough. I was.
They are entitled to their wrong opinions.
I was directly told that, no, the loss of the Nautilus was a big deal to a lot of people.
It's a huge deal to my wife. I mean, she worked there as well, and she's just like, you can't take the Nautilus away. And I was like, you can do whatever you want. But I think it's supposedly staying in high academics. That's the idea, is that you'll see it in high academic fields, but you won't see it
like
anywhere
graduate
else. I don't think it's
research.
Coming off of the actual, like, I don't know that they're removing it off of the
stones. Which one, the Nautilus?
Yeah.
No, there are going to be some areas of campus, but yeah, the and it'll be on the presidential seal, apparently.
You're right.
But that's it.
But yeah, it's not going to be like the sign at the entrance is no longer going to be
that. It's not a front-facing component.
No. What about the little serifs, the flares, the arrows on the left side of the U?
So I was looking at the... I'm not a fan of this logo at all.
For people who... I feel sorry because people may not have seen it, and so it's hard to tell.
It's hard to describe.
But there
seem to be some counterintuitive notches at various points of the serif on the U and on the F. And Facebook, the UWF Facebook team put out an explainer. No, the team at UWF, whom I love, put out an explainer of what those notches mean. And I appreciate
that. What did they say? I didn't
see that. I appreciate an underlying
What do the notches
philosophy.
Mean?
Strength, strategy.
I just
you know,
fell asleep during your explanation.
Marketing.
Okay.
But here's the thing. The old. So I went back and looked again because I was making sure that I was correcting this. The old logo
has. The old logo has them too, yeah.
The notches. On all three letters.
Yeah,
the
left side of the U, the W, and the F
letter,
has it, yeah.
And I look at it just from an actual, just looking at it and going, why don't we have it on just one letter? It's either one or none. So it just seems odd to have it in this one little location.
Let me interrupt
here.
You
people hate change,
no.
And nothing we change will ever make you happy.
People did this. People raised this same Michigas with the City of Pensacola logo.
Actually,
suddenly
really
everybody's an art
critic. I do too.
Critic.
I like it. I like that
Somebody,
too.
Everybody's a graphic designer. Oh, just have AI do it. Oh, have an art student do it.
Correct me. Didn't the City of Pensacola do it locally and UDF did it out of Tallahassee, right?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I just want to say that no matter what you made it, it is not going to please everybody.
That is very true.
I think it is a fine logo. I have preferred something not text-based? Would I have preferred something non-athletic? Sure. But suddenly everybody's a critic. And the team, they
Welcome
have
to Pensacola.
Groups, they consulted alumni.
What's wrong with you?
I'm trying to bring some sobriety to this conversation.
Wow. Michigas, sobriety.
Let's appreciate.
I know,
the day
right?
of the work.
This guy.
Day of the,
this
day,
guy.
Word yeah. of the day
no, it's not that, like you said, it's not that I have definite design issues with it. I have some issues with the fact that there are people here in Pensacola that probably could have done some stuff with it. But I love intentionality in the City of Pensacola logo. If you look at the splash, and I get people
and you look
like,
at the big
splash.
Explanation of all the different elements
I like
of
the
it.
City
that
Pensacola
was
logo.
When the moment that explanation came out, I literally text the team and said, this was one of the best logo design pieces because of how you've explained all these. And now I see it everywhere.
Yeah.
I see it where I go places.
I'm yeah, going, no, okay. I agree with that. Let's switch gears a little bit and drive to Alabama on the $8 each way toll when the I-10 Bayway gets redone. At now a price tag of $3.2 billion, this was always going to be a toll road, they told us. And I tried my hardest to make that not happen, but I have completely failed. But, you know, they said it was going to be $4 each way. And now if you buy the monthly pass, it'll be cheaper. You know,
which
I think they're talking about $60.
$4 each way. I mean,
$8 to round trip to Mobile. So, but it's going to be $7.70 is the price they're saying now. Who knows what it will actually be. The price has doubled from $2 to $3.2 billion. And you're going to have a toll road in order to get through from Tallahassee to Dallas on I-10. That's crazy to me.
This isn't this.
What's going to end up happening, like you said, is the causeway is going to become.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's going to take the free causeway.
Insane.
Unless there's been a flooding event or whatever.
And that's what sometimes people don't understand. I'm trying to figure out how people that do this for a living go, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pay for it in this way. And I don't see any repercussions on the side roads or the off, because right. Waze is going to tell me when the traffic can take me somewhere else off.
Right.
So now all of a sudden you're going to overcrowd these other areas.
I mean, I think even Lillian Highway, people will adapt their routines around this. Yeah. Because, you know, they'll go a different way. Ways that are maybe not the best already, and now they're just going to be extra crowded because people aren't going to want to pay
this. You know what the Verrazano Bridge, going into New York, you know what the Verrazano Bridge toll is?
No, I don't.
$7.46.
Oh, wow.
It's cheaper than this is going to be.
Yes.
Wow. All
right.
Would you rather go to Mobile
but have or you New heard York of, City? But have you heard of the Explorium? Okay.
The Gulfarium.
The Gulfarium.
Gulfarium?
No, other direction.
You don't know the Gulfarium?
That's the other direction in Panama City.
No, I'm saying in Mobile, the Gulfarium is...
I didn't know they had a Gulfarium.
Is there a Gulfarium in Mobile?
There's the... it's made like a giant ship.
Oh, well, now you're... All right.
It's a kind of a cool thing.
That 770-something
I think that's what it's called. Maybe I'm going on memory. That's what it's called.
We have a Costco, so we don't have to go there anymore.
That's true.
I'm looking it up right now because I may be calling it the wrong thing after all these years. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I'm just looking up the Gulfarium.
The Maritime Museum. I think that. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh,
is there
any
traffic, Candy?
No, thank you, Pastor Craig. And we're good. 437-1620 if you see that accident or slowdown or if you want to weigh in. I'm Candy with traffic on the fives.
The Explorium.
That's what I said. That was the joke I made. Andrew, you never listened to me.
Wow. Well,
someone's
off his game today.
Maybe you should try being an actual friend.
No, I do think that's that's going to change so much. It's going to change so much for people from coming here over there. You're just going to stop at the Buc-ee's. Spanish for it. You're not going past it.
It is a behavior modifying amount of money.
That is a lot of money for the average commuter if they do commute. I think that's a big deal. Scammy Children's Trust. Finally, they get to keep all their money. This is, you know...
Good.
I mean, this is what it was meant to be. The politicians who said otherwise, I think, were wrong, dramatically wrong. It is TBD, I think, whether they're going to keep doing the programs they'd already agreed to do. Now they don't have to. You know, the city programs and the county, like the youth employment program, now they don't have to do it that way. Right. There's going to be an interesting question of, you know, whether they do continue to fund those things or not.
I kind of hope they do. You know, I sit on their grant review board, and there's a lot of people who hate the Children's Trust, I think it would go a long way toward engendering goodwill, not only among the political class, but also among the people who benefit from those programs.
It's a little, these are my toys, I'm going home over them if they cut those programs.
Sure, but Lindsay,
I know,
Lindsay
she's
a highly
smart.
Ethical
yeah,
person.
She's
I don't think
Lindsay's
great.
Finding the, I think what you do now is you take away the restrictions of you must do these things.
Right.
And now let's do the things that work.
Exactly.
The best.
Exactly.
And if you can tell me if this thing that we've been funding works the best, then we're going to keep doing this thing because it works. But if it doesn't work, now we can put that time, effort, energy into something else.
And I kind of like the two-tier system they've adopted recently, the 50 grand versus 300 grand. The, you know, let's try some things, and if they don't work, okay, we only put 50 into it, and let's the thing.
Which is great.
Yeah, I love that. I love that two-tier system. How much do you credit the Children's Trust for the improved school grades? Any, all, a little, not, I mean, what's
it's hard to prove causality here, but I would give them
some
credit, a quarter,
it hasn't hurt.
25% of the credit or something like that. Yeah, because there are these downstream effects, too, that are, again, impossible to quantify, but you cannot say that providing reputable and educational after-school care, for example, does
or
not
preschool preparation
have
or whatever.
A downstream
effect
on those kids' grades.
Well, they have some effect for certain, as do a number of different organizations that have helped create this, and the school board and the teachers that
and
work.
And the community schools approach, which has worked very well at Weiss, and I think will work at the other schools they're expanding.
Oh, Weiss, it's been great.
Yes.
But having my daughter just taught for a year at Lipscomb Elementary and just being in the environment and knowing that there are a lot of hardworking teachers that help make that happen.
Yep.
And I think sometimes we want to say it's the system, it's the system, it's the system, it's the system. And yes, the system is important, but if the cogs in the system aren't doing the job and aren't really have the heart, man, some of our teachers have really stepped it up to help those kids this year.
We got a minute, literally not even a minute left, but Toy Story 5, I have not seen it, but both of you have.
redeems the franchise.
Really?
It's incredible. And, you know, when I was a kid, imagination and friendship was my tech, tablet. Yeah. And playing and socializing and looking at human faces.
Manipulating things in the real world.
So important for child's development. And this movie really takes a nuanced approach toward that.
Is it at all weird that Disney put out a movie that critiques the use of tablets, which is probably the primary way that most kids are going to watch the movie?
No, because they want you to take your
that
friends.
That was my joke,
They
Andrew.
Want you to take your friends to Disneyland.
I just wanted
Disney
to say World. It right, Josh.
Oh, my God.
I did steal Josh's commentary.
Go out and play.
Play with
your
things
friends.
In the real world. Tinker Toys, Lincoln Logs,
make
Legos.
Your kids touch grass.
There
make
you go. Touch grass, no batteries.
Touch grass.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.